Sailing spectators are set to be the biggest losers in a decision to drop two race courses from the America's Cup. Team New Zealand says those courses would have given the closest views of the event. The America's Cup arbitration panel today issued a ruling meaning two race courses just off Takapuna and Devonport won't be used. Team New Zealand's slammed the decision, calling it terrible and shocking and a huge loss for the Cup. Nita Blake-Pearson has the details.
It's an event 3 years and hundreds of millions of dollars in the making. Already crippled by border closures, Auckland's America's Cup has today taken another hit.
For 3 years, we've planned this around the stadium of and the view of Auckland, from not just from the public, but also from a TV of showcasing our city to the world. And the arbitration panel, on a 2-for-1 majority upholding this decision, they've robbed New Zealand of that ability.
Team New Zealand boss Grant Dalton spitting tacks over today's announcement, which effectively cancels the use of the inner Waitemata Harbour race courses for all America's Cup races.
The basis of their application is because during the first rounds of the Prada Cup, they can't sail there from a traffic point of view, in and out of shipping, etc. And some paranoid behaviour that somehow that gives us some advantage, be it that we've lived here since we were born, so we'll probably have a slight advantage anyway in terms of local knowledge.
Grant Dalton says losing the courses is terrible for the event as a spectacle and is laying the blame squarely with challenger of record Luna Rossa.
I think the primary motivation is ultimately to try and disrupt the defence of the America's Cup, whichever way possible, be it by team or by event.
Yachting commentator Peter Lester says the public will still be able to see racing, but perhaps not as close up as originally hoped.
The last time the America's Cup was here, essentially the racing was quite a long way out in the Hauraki Gulf. What Grant Dalton and Emirates Team New Zealand were trying to do, or are trying to do, is bring the racing into the harbour, essentially off Takapuna Beach, Naranik Beach for one of the courses, and then the other course was being considered was actually right off the tip of North Head, between North Head and Bastion Point. And they're the two courses that have been taken away. So I can see why Team New Zealand are frustrated.
But he's realistic about how the regatta works.
It is part of a game. If the challengers and the challenger record can do anything to unsettle the defender, and that's Emirates Team New Zealand, of course they will do that. Nothing new in that. That's been going on for the 169 years history of the America's Cup.
Team New Zealand aren't the only ones rocked by the decision. Auckland Mayor Phil Gough says he wants the America's Cup to be as accessible to as many Aucklanders and New Zealanders as possible and encourages all parties to work together to find a solution. Yachting fans in Auckland's Viaduct Harbour say the change puts the races out of touch for those on the shore.
Oh, look, I'm surprised. I think having the America's Cup here is going to be really popular for people wanting to watch it. It was so publicised about having the inner harbour courses for them to actually turn around and actually take it away. If America's Cup is a past, there's anything to talk about, I would say to you that this isn't the end of the story, and I'm sure that if Team New Zealand is not in favour of that, there'll be an appeal, there might be a court hearing, who knows. So this is early days.
It's been called, you know, an elitist sport, and it would be nice to think that we could mix and get everyone involved in it and celebrate the success of what America's Cup has been.
It's more than disappointing. I think it's a bit of a letdown for the people of New Zealand. We are hosting the Cup. Why would we not want it to be out there where people can actually get a really good vantage point from the shore? We want people to come here. We want people to be able to enjoy it. Team New Zealand need to get their backsides into gear and get this changed. It's ridiculous.
As for what comes next in the sailing saga, earlier today Team New Zealand said it was considering its options, but speaking this afternoon, Grant Dalton says they're pretty limited.
There's no right of appeal. The arbitration panel rules we wrote so that we didn't have argy-bargy with people appealing all the time. We just have to look at it and see. I don't know what can be done at this point. We've just got to wait and, you know, consider it when we get over the shock of what is a terrible decision.
Whatever move is next will have to be made quickly. The Prada Cup Challenger Series starts in mid-January with the winner racing Team New Zealand for the America's Cup in March. For Checkpoint, Cornita Blake-Pearson, TNA.